Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. A constitutional amendment to ban flag burning was narrowly defeated today in the Senate. Lawmakers voted 66 to 34 in favor of the amendment, but that was a single vote shy of the two-thirds necessary for it to go to the states for ratification. Republicans continued bashing the media today in the aftermath of the recent disclosures of intelligence programs aimed at stopping terrorists. Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said the government should conduct an inquiry into the damage done by the newspaper accounts. He's already made up his mind. Damage has been done.
Our ability to detect and deter and stop terrorism has been badly damaged, and America is less safe.
The New York Times broke the story of warrantless NSA spying last winter and was one of three newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal, to lead the coverage last week on the anti-terror financing surveillance. Roberts said the New York Times has the right to print what it sees fit to print, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. Oops, a Republican congressman has shown to have misspoken to investigators looking into the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandals. 2 years ago, Republican Congressman Bob Ney of Ohio told Senate investigators he wasn't familiar with a Native American tribe represented by now disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Today, that tribe released a photograph of tribal leaders meeting with Ney, less than a week after Ney finished an expenses-paid golf trip to Scotland with Abramoff and others. A spokesman for the congressman said Ney takes literally thousands of pictures with people visiting D.C. every year, and he is supposed to remember every one of them. And he suggested because the tribe has a formal and an informal name, the confusion lay there. A top engineer at NASA says he's been forced from his job for questioning the wisdom of going ahead with this weekend's space shuttle launch. In an email to coworkers, Charlie Camarda says he was reassigned for taking his stance about potential problems with foam insulation. A NASA spokesman declined to comment. And applause for the latest Surgeon General's report coming from the American Heart Association. It fully backs his findings that only 100% smoke-free public places will end the problem of secondhand smoke. The Surgeon General says for non-smokers to be stuck breathing the smoke of others isn't some petty annoyance. It is really a serious health hazard. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN. Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Coming up tonight, it is red meat time on Capitol Hill. The GOP wants us in a tizzy about the flag, and the White House wants Americans in a lather about newspapers leaking information. My goodness. We'll talk to Fred Clarkson, the author of Eternal Hostility, The Struggle Between Theocracy and Democracy, about why progressives shouldn't be casual about the very real strength of the Christian right. And we'll get the latest on a sobering report about electronic voting machines. About 80% of those that'll be used this fall are vulnerable to software attacks. All that in your calls. And before we close, comedian and wild woman Reno. She's in a lather, all right, but not about what the president called disgusting, namely leaks by the New York Times. She's in a lather about, I don't know, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Gulf Coast, stolen elections, our burning up planet. So, biblical law, hackable voting machines, your calls, and Reno, all coming up. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for the man, Mike Malloy, here on Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
To desecrate the American flag, in my judgment, is to desecrate the memory of the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have sacrificed their lives to keep our flag flying.
Yeah, well, that was the important statement by, it was the statement from the senator from Arizona, Shelby, talking about how important it was that we all focus on the flag. Here's your quiz of tonight. Baghdad's burning, the Gulf Coast is sinking, the Middle East is going to hell in a handbasket, the U.S. middle class is not far behind, and the Senate focused on the flag. A constitutional amendment that would permit a ban on the desecration of the U.S. flag. The vote was 66 to 34. It needed 67 to pass. It was the closest they've come to achieving their goal in three attempts in the Senate. But you know what? I swear, if they didn't have these votes every so often, no one would even remember to burn a flag. Today, days like this, where this is the discussion in the Senate, are the only days you ever see anybody burning flags. The last picture I saw today, I guess, on the web covering this story was from 2002 or something. They had to go back 4 years to find a photo in their archives of anybody burning a flag. While Alabama's Shelby was up there talking about how important it is to protect the flag, you know, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin had it right. He said, a Texas court defended flag burning as free speech back in 1989, and the country has managed just fine ever since. The only people that need a flag burning amendment are issue-hungry Republicans, people who are desperate to find something to run on in November, and a few lily-livered, gutless Democrats who are just so terrified of being called anti-patriotic. Now, let's get this clear. Just like the marriage inequality amendment or the saber-rattling over immigration, none of these debates are about policy. They're about politics and elections. They won't feed anybody. They won't clothe anybody. They won't get anybody better schools. They won't help the middle class in this country. They won't protect anyone from a hurricane. The amendment is about hot air, vote-getting, and riling up and distracting the American people. Did it work? You tell me. 866-303-2270. Are people wising up to this stuff yet? Or where you live is Shelby Wright. Is this the most important issue in Alabama? You tell me. Is this the most important issue where you are? The amendment didn't pass, and it's never supposed to pass. It's just supposed to rile people up and give these hapless Republicans, who are in charge of every branch of government, lest we forget, yet another opportunity to lie about how they're victims of liberal rule in Washington, D.C. They're victims of nothing but their own idiocy. Meanwhile, George Bush and Dick Cheney spent yesterday weeping and wailing over the damage done to their anti-terror program by the New York Times. By the New York Times reporting that financial data is being gathered by the CIA as part of an effort to find terror networks. Here's Bush.
The disclosure of this program is disgraceful. And the fact that a newspaper disclosed it makes it harder to win this war on terror.
Yeah, well, the odd thing is, it wasn't just the Times that broke the story, but it's only the Times that is getting the attention from Bush and Cheney. The Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, one of the most conservative editorial boards in the country, they did it too. They ran the same story, but Dick and Bush aren't railing against the editors of those papers. Now, there was a story out there today that the Chinese government wants to control its news media, too. They would prefer it if reporters would not report any, quote-unquote, sudden event without getting approval from the government in advance. I think W would like to make this country more like China. After all, the media's responsibility to do just what these papers did right here was deemed so important by the people that framed this country's founding document, that they actually wrote the press's responsibility right there into the Constitution. It is the media's responsibility. In that case, it was journalists, newspapers. It was the media's responsibility to scrutinize government on behalf of the people so that the people, not some patriarch who fancies himself some kind of monarch or maybe dictator of China, simply hands down what they're doing, and we have no opportunity to make up our own minds about it. Look, the editors of these papers, the LA Times, the New York Times, they've all talked about what a difficult decision it was and how many conversations they had with people in the administration and in the Treasury Department, and not once were they told that any life was at risk. Not once were they told that a particular terror bust would be ruined if they released this information. The LA Times editor is quite clear in an op-ed today, in an editorial today, where he explains his decision-making, and he said if he had been told that lives were at risk, he might have made a different decision. But in this case, the real point of the article was that there's debate inside government about whether programs like this one work. And the public have a responsibility or have a right to know that that debate exists. There's also another part of this story, that this whole banking records surveillance program, which isn't really provoking that much attention and concern in this country because, frankly, we're used to having every piece of our personal life at this point surveilled to the point that on my show on Sunday we were talking about let's send our dirty laundry to the White House. It's about the only bit of information they don't have on us yet. The number's 866-303-2270. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy. You know, this story isn't upsetting so many people here as it is in Europe and around the world. So part of what the LA Times and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal were doing was pointing out that policy made by this administration is leading to a deterioration, not an improvement of our relationship with the world. And that is something that we, the American people, have a right to know. You've got countries all around the world now who are furious and disinclined They don't want to cooperate with us because they're angry, they're fed up, they're pissed. They're fed up with our intelligence agencies refusing to share information with them. You've got a court now in Italy that is looking to pursue a court trial in absentia of whoever it was that abducted from their territory a supposed terror suspect without getting any approval from anybody in Italy. You have the highest European human rights body this week, today, committing the European nations, requiring to them to promise that they will never again permit the abduction of people from their states, courtesy of the CIA, or overflights by people who are being disappeared off to torture chambers for the United States purposes. You have a lot of international aggravation with respect to the United States, and we, the American people, have a right to know about that. Because that gives us information by which to judge our government, doesn't it? You tell me, did the press do right or did they do wrong? 866-303-AAR0, that's the number to call, 866-303-2270. Plus, you know what? A, if you don't like it here, Bush Cheney, go to China. Why don't you go somewhere that you might like better? The government rules, unfettered by any powers of checks and balances, any constitution. You'd like it better there. You know how they're always telling us to go back if we don't like it here, go back to someplace else? Well, why don't they go to China? There they can punish the press who cover stories without approval. There they don't have to worry about balance of powers and checks and balances. They don't have to worry about getting approval from Congress or abiding by anything Thomas Jefferson might have thought was a good idea. No terrorist was surprised the CIA was gathering financial information. Why would they be? Didn't we all hear right after 9/11 that this was exactly what this administration was going to do? We're going to go for the money trail. They went rounding up people who ran NGOs, sending aid to Arab nations and Muslim communities around the world. This is about one thing and one thing only, attacking the press. And a minute ago, the irony is, this White House loved the New York Times. When they were leaking pro-invasion propaganda to Judy Miller, they loved the New York Times. So what's changed? When we come back, we'll take a break. When we come back, I will go back to Richard Shelby's comment about the disgusting nature of desecrating the flag. And I'll tell you what I think is disgusting if you're worrying about honoring Americans who serve this country, service people who serve this country, and those who are dying in Iraq. I'll tell you what I think is disgusting. Meanwhile, maybe we'll take a minute or two to talk about what's really happening in the world. You've got all-out war, as far as I can see, again in Gaza. You've got more deaths in Iraq. You've got in New Orleans public housing residents filing a civil rights lawsuit against the housing authority for trying to shut down public housing. They claim the agencies are keeping low-income blacks out of the city. There's a lot going on. And when a lot starts going on, our Senate, the Senate Republicans, start talking about flag burning. We'll be back. You're listening to Air America Radio. This is the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in. Stay tuned.
We're at war with a bunch of people who want to hurt the United States of America. And for people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States of America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. All this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
America Radio. I keep wanting to say Radio Nation. I'm Laura Flanders. I'm the host of Radio Nation every Saturday and Sunday here on Air America Radio. That's Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10. And because there is only so much technology we can get our heads around in the evening, we're going to use the Radio Nation show blog for tonight's program. So if you want to see the lyrics that have already been posted on the blog, you just follow the links from RadioNation.org. Follow the links for the blog. It's up on the right-hand side. I also want to encourage you, you can write to me. That's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at AirAmericaRadio.com. That's Laura at AirAmericaRadio.com. And Steve, our producer, is calling this the Great Malloy Sit-In on the blog. I guess that'll become obvious what that means throughout the evening. Anyway, quickly, let's take some calls. Let's hear from, wow, a lot of people calling in. Let's hear from Daniela in Chicago. I don't really know why I picked you, Daniela, but hey, why not? Are you there? Oh, I picked Jack in Memphis by mistake. Go, Jack.
Laura, that's okay. They're right up the river from us.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I feel so sad and lonely. I just got banned from the AnnCoulter.com chat room.
Oh, do we have very, very sad, we're so sorry for you kind of music? Why did you want to be on the Ann Coulter chat room?
Well, you know, when I saw the book in the store, and of course I'm not going to give her a dime to buy it.
Thank you.
And, you know, and I was going to read it, and being an Episcopalian and also an ex-military person, I'm kind of flipping through those kinds of passages, and then I think, I got to see what this nut job is up to. And I looked at the website, and then I got in the chat room, and I'm actually talking to a couple of reasonable people. And then the moderator, I think I pissed him off.
Well, good for you, Jack. I think that you deserve a certain amount of plaudits just for that.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess the point is, the real point is, and especially when I'm sitting there talking to ex-military people and having a good conversation, I bring up my side of things, way I think we should be using our military and what you were talking about earlier.
Well, you know they don't like to play fair, Jack, do you?
No,
you don't think
I know.
Ann Coulter would have gotten to where she is today, and let's face it, it's a very sad state she's gotten to, that she would have gotten there by paying fair. But anyway, Jack, welcome to our blog. Come to RadioNation.org. It's way more fun. And I'm just being generous here tonight because normally on my show I ban two words. We have free speech except for two words. One is Ann and the other is Coulter. We'll be back. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for calling, Jack. Daniela, to you next when we come back from the break.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at AirAmericaRadio.com.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called him myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Had such a, tremendous time in the Dominican Republic. I haven't had a chance to go through the photos and find out what we got. I just know what I took. And what everybody else took. What are you laughing at? Oh, I had a great time in the Dominican Republic. Oh, man, I wish I could tell you about it.
What a laugh. That was Rush Limbaugh. Now, apart from all the other lives that Rush Limbaugh has destroyed in his really ignominious career, he almost, this evening, was responsible, with a little help from me, for the death, really, by choking of one of this nation's most famous and influential TV hosts. I'll tell you the whole story. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Our number is 866-303-2270. I thought it was a pretty innocent little comment on my part. It was actually kind of compassionate in the way that I'm known to be. I was there this evening on Lou Dobbs Tonight, the CNN program. They do a media roundtable or a radio host roundtable, and I've been on a couple of times. And in one of the breaks, we were talking about radio, I guess, and I was trying to be cheerful and compassionate and friendly to my fellow hosts. And I said, well, you know, whatever hard day we had, at least we weren't Rush Limbaugh today. So I thought, you know, nothing of it. Lou Dobbs inhaled so quickly to laugh that something got stuck in his throat. And if you watch tonight's rerun of Lou Dobbs Tonight, you'll see a very choking TV host. The poor guy, I mean, I know how that feels. He said it hadn't happened to him in years. He could not get his voice back, really. So he's there trying to continue a conversation about these, you know, the devastatingly dangerous thing that the New York Times did by revealing what we all know to be true, which is that the CIA is scrutinizing bank records. And he's trying to get us to talk about the flag burning amendment. And all the time, it's very hard to take this, you know, hard man of cable news seriously because, well, I take him very seriously, but because he's weeping. He's red in the eyes. There's water flowing down his face. Oh, my goodness. So, Rush, you almost had another life on your hands there. And, hey, well, there were a few other chuckles. But, frankly, I think there's more important things than the fate of Rush Limbaugh to talk about tonight. Don't you? All right, let's not talk about uppers and downers or any of that. Let's just keep going. All right, Daniela is on the line. Really is this time. I just pushed the wrong button last time. Daniela in Chicago. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, and tell me if I'm really off base, but it just seems like this whole attack on the New York Times is just another way to distract people from the things that are going on in Iraq. I think Iraq's hurting them really badly.
Yeah.
And
You're not off base. I mean, look at Bush. What he does when election time is wage war. And the war in Iraq is going terribly. The war in Afghanistan, we're not talking about this enough, but there, it looks to me like every possible Afghan is just begging the Taliban to return because we have done such a miserable job of helping to improve their state of life there in Afghanistan. They've got rampant heroin trade fueling warlords that we've supported in the name of fighting terrorism. They've got killings happening on a regular basis, women, life as bad as it ever was. You know, so maybe that's what the new strategy is. Let's just wage war right here on the New York Times.
Yeah, and then they get to discredit the paper at the same time. And I also found it interesting that they kept focusing on the New York Times and hardly ever mentioned the Wall Street Journal.
No, exactly. And it, don't you think it's an irony that this is the paper that they used, Judith Miller, to run their propaganda pro-war? Where would they have been without the New York Times? But now, when it's other secret information getting out, well, now they're all upset. Danielle, I think you've got your eye on the ball, and you're resisting the White House push to be distracted, and I'm glad you are. All right, let's take a call from Gil. Gil's on the line in Ohio. Hi, Gil. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening. Listen, in your opening statement there, you said something about the press being able to, you know, basically oversee what the government does and report to the people and stuff. I don't understand where you think that the press has that right to or something.
Well,
a lot of the press you're talking about has no more credibility than a lot of the people in the government that you criticize.
Well, but credibility is a different matter from a right. The founders of this nation gave the press the role of scrutinizing government, covering government with all of its power to get information to citizens so that citizens could make their own minds up about what their government was doing. It's actually in the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson said, whenever the people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government. Without, they can't. That's
the edict that these papers were following. And look at the articles. They're really revealing more about debate than about any facts of this program.
When they put a spin on it, then it's no longer well-informed.
Well, that's a different subject.
I used to have a top-secret crypto security clearance when I was in the military. I was with Naval Intelligence. And I can guarantee you firsthand that a lot of stuff that we did, 100% guaranteed, a lot of stuff we did, that the American people, number one, I don't care what they say about having a right to know or whatever, they do not have a right to know a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes there.
Well,
because
Gil,
of the detriment that it runs to the country. And furthermore, if you put somebody in there from the news media that wants to put a spin on it and doesn't understand the full scope of what they're doing, this whole deal that came out in the, you know, that we're discussing here, the details, yes, we knew about the fact that the Bush administration would be watching money and whatever like that. But again, you know, the credit card companies, everybody do that with ours. What's the big deal? I mean, you know, first of all, there, everybody's, our money is being watched by everybody.
Every right. Gil, roll back a minute. Roll back a minute. You've got, roll back one second. We're having a conversation here. I'll let you speak. Let me just respond, all right? This is a two-way means of communication here, all right? So you've got two separate things. One is the spin, and I suspect you and I would agree about bias in the media of different kinds. Two is the right of the military to withhold, hold back information if they feel that it is endangering American or anybody else's lives. With respect to the LA Times, the LA Times says specifically, and the New York Times did last night, the editor said it last night, we were never told any lives. Nobody ever came to us and said lives were in the balance. Nobody ever came to us and said a sting was going to be disrupted. Those were not the arguments they made. They made other arguments, which these papers didn't feel stood up against their constitutional role to inform the public. As I said, most of the articles are about differences of opinion inside the administration about whether this program works, and that's important for us to know about.
Well, I don't know that what they've come up with, the secrets that they've leaked on this thing, I don't know that those are all important that the American public needs to know that. I don't understand what difference it makes in their daily life. What they need to be concerned about is whether we win this thing or not over there.
Well, but
and,
one
again,
of the...
There's so much going on behind the scenes that the American people wouldn't comprehend if you laid it on a
well,
sort of
that's,
matter for them anyway.
That's
you know?
Certainly I mean, true, although I think Americans are able to understand very complicated things. They explained it to us all about blood types during the O.J. Simpson trial. If we could understand that, we could understand a whole lot. We're explained very complicated things about weather patterns, but I'm with you. We wouldn't understand all the details. But in this case, maybe we just have an honest disagreement. I believe it's important for the American public to know that policies pursued by this administration are aggravating and making worse our relations with our allies, on whom I believe we depend for this successful outcome of any war on terror. I think that's important information. Maybe we disagree, but I thank you for calling in, Gil, and we'll have more conversations, I hope, during the week. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Lots of you on the line. We'll get to your calls right after this.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for the Forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-525-6029 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-525-6029. That's 1-800-525-6029.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 800-957-6066, 800-957-6066, 800-957-6066.
Back when we left off, I was going to read you a really very funny piece by Dana Milbank in today's Washington Post about George W. Bush and desecrating the flag. But before I do that, which may be in the next hour, I want to bring you an important report. It appeared in USA Today. It's an article based on a report coming from the Brennan Center on Electronic Well, it's the Brennan Center for Justice. They had a project on electronic voting machines, and the USA Today write-up of their report is chilling. Most of the electronic voting machines widely adopted since the disputed 2000 election, quote, pose a real danger to the integrity of national, state, and local elections. There are more than 120 security threats to the three most commonly purchased electronic voting machines. That's according to the USA Today, writing up a report from the Brennan Center for Justice based at NYU Law School. We've got Scott Schell, Public Affairs Director for the Brennan Center, with us on the line and driving back from D.C. Thanks so much for taking a moment. I hope that you've pulled over to the side of the road, Scott.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Very
quick. We're taking time to talk about the way we vote, and it's so important to our democracy.
Well, this is huge. First, why did the Brennan Center take this on? You normally deal with felon disenfranchisement and voting rights of other kinds.
Well, the way we vote goes to the core of our democracy, and it's essential that all of our citizens, when they go to the polls on Election Day, have faith in the system and can trust the results. Obviously, since the year 2000. That's been a real question in citizens' minds, and we want to make sure that voting officials around the country are doing everything they can to make the outcomes of election credible in the eyes of the voters.
So you're a pretty sober group, very solid bunch of of lawyers. What did you find, and how did you do this research, given that by all accounts it requires quite a lot of tech savvy?
Well, it does, and I'd like to answer both questions. First, as far as the way we did the research, we assembled a really terrific group of computer scientists and experts on voting security that came both from the private sector and also the government. It also included academics at many of the top schools around the country. And just to give you a sense of the kind of people who are involved, we have John Kelsey and Renee Peralta, not household names, I know, but these people are important because they work inside the government at the National Institute of Science and Technology. We have a man named Howard Schmidt, a terrific person who was the chief security officer at both Microsoft and eBay and worked in this White House as the cybersecurity guru. And we have someone from out in California named David Jefferson, a terrific computer scientist.
So you've got the
Lawrence Livermore.
You've got the White House's own software guru, and he's signing off on this alarm, really 9-bell alarm or 10-bell alarm, that our voting machines are hackable.
Well, Mr. Schmidt is no longer in the White House. He's concerned about elections as well. But I should say, and this goes to your question about what we found, and it's important, because even though the USA Today article is chilling in many respects, as you said, I would describe our report as both a good news and bad news report. The bad news, as you say, is that 80% of the machines that Americans will be voting on in November are subject to software attacks, can be hacked in the common way of talking about it, and quite easily in some ways, we found. The good news is there are steps to be taken to radically reduce that risk, and we are strongly advocating that they be taken around the country, and many of the things are simple, straightforward, and relatively low cost. And
like so what?
Well, the biggest, the most important measure to take is to, where there is a paper trail, to take that paper trail and audit the paper trail against the results, the electronic results that are produced by these machines. And this is a real important point for all of your listeners. Electronic machines with a paper trail, a voter-verified paper trail, are very popular around the country. 26 states have adopted this kind of voting system. But of those 26 states, only 12 go through the next step and actually audit the paper trail against the results from the electronic machine.
Right. Doesn't do you any good if you don't compare and contrast.
Exactly. And it seems like a simple point. You shouldn't have to get necessarily all of these fancy scientists to make it. But the reality is that after a lot of study, The group concluded, just as he said, and maybe we could have done it more quickly, the group concluded that without conducting these audits, the paper trail isn't worth a lot. So one step is to make sure that where electronic machines are used, there is a voter verifiable paper trail. And the second step is to make sure that in all the states where the paper trail exists, the state officials conduct an audit, that they do the audit in a transparent way, randomly, that they protect the chain of custody from the results of the audit and so on. So, you know, you look around the country, and I'll quickly tick off the states. If you're a listener out there and you're in Alaska, Illinois, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, Wisconsin, if you live in any of those states, your state will be using these electronic machines in November, and there will be the appearance of security because they're going to tell you that there is a paper record of the election. The problem is that in none of those states is there a requirement by law that an audit be conducted in a random and transparent way. And that's what we want to see done. And you can imagine that this doesn't require replacing the machines. It's not particularly expensive, but it needs to be done.
And what possible grounds would they have to oppose this?
Well, the first thing is that they may not be aware of the importance of doing it. You know, this is new technology. New to the scene, and what we're trying to do with this report, and you know, on radio shows like yours and in the newspapers, is to raise the level of awareness that the technology is fine. In some ways, it's very good. It makes it easier for handicapped people to vote. It's more accessible. It can be more reliable if it's done properly. But the technology has to be used in the right way.
No, it's more reliable if it's not being taken home to people's houses overnight where it could be hacked. But that's a whole other conversation. I think
yes,
we might find some difference with people who are much more concerned about the software itself than you are. But I do understand the argument for accessibility and the voting machines. And I think what you and the Brennan Center are doing is stepping into a debate that has become polarized between those courageous researchers who've been trying to blow a whistle and all of the others who have piled on, and even when the person in question was somebody like Robert Kennedy, have said this is just conspiracy mongering. You very soberly coming in saying we've done the research, we've got the science, we've got a level of concern and a concern that can be addressed fairly simply between now and then, I think you're really doing our democracy a favor, Scott. I appreciate you doing the work.
Well, I want to thank you. When we set out on this project, the goal was really to do something different than fight the last battle, talk about a particular company or machine or jurisdiction or result, but instead to put together people who are really unimpeachable and to think forward about what the risks are and come up with ways to reduce those risks. And I hope that it'll better inform the debate as people continue to talk about this.
Well, we're certainly not going to stop talking about it. And as we speak tonight, listeners who were listening last night know that in L.A. there is a forum, Brad Friedman, Mimi Kennedy, a whole bunch of people taking part, very concerned about what happened to those voting machines in California's 50th district. You're right. I believe we need to do it all. We need to go back and look at what's happened, and you're talking about where we stand today, and you're giving people something concrete they can do. Every legislature needs to put in place a mandatory compare and contrast between the paper record and the electronic record this November. It's not too late. It could be done. The website for the Brennan Center, if you want more information, is brennancenter.org, brennancenter.org. And I want to thank Scott Shell for calling in somewhere there on the New Jersey Turnpike. Get where you're going safely.
Okay.
We will
continue
to talk about this subject. And I'll take all your calls and I'll read you, well, I'll take some of your calls, and I'll read you the quite amusing little piece about George Bush desecrating the flag quite recently. When we return, we'll also hear from Fred Clarkson about why we on the left shouldn't be cavalier about the religious right. They are serious, they are well organized, and they have a plan. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-AAR0. Stay tuned.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the budget business program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called him myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. The Senate today rejected an amendment that would have protected the American flag from desecration. Republican Jim Bunning of Kentucky had spoken in favor of it, saying flag burning is a slap at veterans.
I believe it is an insult to those sacrifices to stand idly by while the flag is desecrated.
Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts was against it.
This isn't a test of who loves the flag. This is a test of who has the courage to protect the Constitution.
The measure failed by a vote of 66 to 34, and that was just one vote short of the two-thirds needed for passage. 3 years into the war in Iraq, and Iraqi security forces are still unable to operate independently of U.S.-led coalition forces. That assessment today from the U.S. general in charge of training them, Lieutenant General Martin Dempsey, said the building of Iraqi police and army forces is moving apace, and performance of the forces has been quite remarkable given conditions in the country. But he declined to say when they might be able to operate independently. It won't happen again, says Veterans Secretary Jim Nicholson, called on the carpet in Congress today to address how the personal information of millions of military personnel and veterans was stolen from a VA laptop that an employee had taken home. Nicholson said as a result of the gaffe, the Bush administration was asking for at least $160.5 million in emergency funds for credit monitoring and other measures. And the head of the VA promised Congress that he could turn his agency into a model for information security, but he said they'd have to be patient. It will take some belt tightening, he said, but he said it will not come out of veterans' benefits. You know, it's hard out there for a pimp without an accountant, and it could get harder. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says he'd like the IRS to go after pimps and all sex traffickers with the same zeal they use on drug traffickers. The Iowa Republican thinks the IRS can target pimps for not filing employment forms and not withholding taxes from the prostitutes they control. He'd also like to change the rules so those women can become whistleblowers. Under Grassley's plan, what now carries a year in jail and a $25,000 fine would become 10 years and 50 grand. I'm Mark Shearer, and you're listening to Air America Radio News on the Air America Radio Network.
You've heard the saying, you get what you pay for, and it's true, especially when you're building. Terry Mosteller of Lumberton, Mississippi knows it for a fact. She called to report her General Steel building is still standing and looks as good as the day it was built, even after Hurricane Katrina destroyed or severely damaged nearly every other building in town. We salute those who were affected by the recent hurricanes as they rebuild and take pride in knowing that our buildings stand up to the ultimate test. When it comes to your building project with General Steel, you do get what you pay for.
General Steel is offering rebates right now up to $20,000. Call now for details. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. Call 24/7 for your free General Steel quote. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Sitting in for the man, Mike Malloy. Welcome, good evening, all of you truth seekers. We're blogging and streaming at the website we usually use for my weekend show, Radio Nation. So just follow the links. You go radionation.org, all one word, follow the links for the blog, and you'll find all the happy Radio Nation blogging family talking about what's really going on in our world tonight. Let's get serious. We've got Richard Shelby and the other Republican senators, most of them, trying to get American people worked up into some kind of frenzy about desecration of the U.S. flag. Now, I've received a few emails from people that said once upon a time they were worried about the flag, but now, given what it's come to stand for, it really doesn't bother them so much. Even if you are concerned about showing disrespect, as Senator Shelby claims that he is, for those armed service personnel of this country who are defending our nation, fighting under this flag. If you were concerned about them, Senator Shelby, maybe you would be demanding that your government, that your administration set a deadline for troops to come out of Iraq. Maybe you would be seriously demanding attention to the meltdown that is Afghanistan. Maybe you would be raising some questions about the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip, the most densely populated place in the Middle East without a clean source of drinking water, a place where the civilian population not only are crowded but are virtually at this point starving, many of them, for the cutoff in aid and salaries because they picked the wrong government. Maybe you'd be concerned that a reignition of all-out combat between Israeli forces and Palestinians in Gaza could, well, let's just say, sour the Middle East for you, for United States personnel and U.S. businesses and civilians and just about anything else associated with the United States in that part of the world. If you were really worried, wouldn't you, for example, want the 2,500-plus U.S. service people who've died, that to be front-page news, not inside-page news? Wouldn't you want more aid, not less, going to their families, more health care, more resources going to veterans' hospitals rather than less? If you were really concerned about disrespecting them, wouldn't you be looking after their families better here at home? And wouldn't you be pulling out every stop to bring them back?
shameful, the Senate getting us to talk about flag burning. But given that they've brought it up, Dana Milbank had a hysterical piece in the Washington Post, and then I'll get to your calls. Let's hope they don't put POTUS in the pokey for being too patriotic, writes Dana. The President of the United States, POTUS by his official acronym, went on a brief foray into the criminal underworld late last month in Livonia, Michigan. This is from a piece a few years ago. Where he ran afoul of U.S. Code Title 4, Chapter 1, Section 8G. The flag should never have placed upon it, nor any part of it, nor attached to any mark, insignia, letter, word, figure, design, picture, or drawing of any nature. The transgression occurred when the president, this is back several years ago, when the president accepted a request to sign a well-wishers U.S. flag. Charges have not been filed, wrote Dana Milbank. Charges have not been filed against Bush, who, after this brush with the law, may be relieved that the flag desecration amendment has not been adopted. The guy's photograph appears on the blogs tonight, signing somebody's little flag with indelible marker. If you really want us to get serious about desecrating the flag, maybe we could start with the president's desecration of the flag. All right, let's hear from James in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who looks like he also, like me, has Gaza on his mind. Hi, James. Welcome.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm riled up. How about you?
Very riled up, and exactly because of the news that's coming out of the Gaza Strip tonight.
Well, you stop right there. What news is coming out of the Gaza Strip? I've been looking. Where's the news?
Well, actually, I heard it on the radio as I was running errands on my way back home tonight. A different radio network that I don't know what the news network was that was carrying it. But they described it as the Israelis blowing up bridges, communication centers, and tanks rolling across the border. It's an all-out assault.
It is an all-out assault. They're firing at, as far as we can see, they're firing at power plants. They're firing at what little they have left in Gaza of any kind of infrastructure. I mean, these people are already way over the edge.
Well, and you know, that's exactly it. Over the weekend, doing some reading, I mean, the International Red Cross has described this as a humanitarian crisis.
That was before the bombing.
As you were, you're right, exactly. Because of the economic sanctions and the withholding of taxes from it, that Israel is supposed to pay to the Palestinians, to the withholding of economic support by the EU and by America, of course, because of Hamas. And they're not getting medication, they're not getting food, they're not getting clothing, and because the checkpoints have been shutting down the border, in effect, there is no commerce to be had. Crops are either not getting out to market, and so there's no income. And because they've shut down the economic support to the Hamas government, it means social services, because we're talking about nurses, right, and doctors and police and civil servants who are not being paid, and the entire infrastructure of what's left of Palestine, and what's left is crucial. I mean, the dividing up of the West Bank is by the wall is absolutely atrocious, and there's nobody speaking for the Palestinians in this country on the floor of the House or the Senate.
Because they've been too terrified by people who accuse them when, as soon as they mention the word Palestine, of being anti-Semitic. Now, you know, what more hurts Jews around the world, peace around the world, the status of Israel, than yet more spectacle of civilian death amongst Palestinians, for example, in Gaza? Now, look at their history. I mean, we don't have to go back decades here, but this is a population who were told you need to, you know, we were told engage in democratic elections, have elections. We want you to have elections. This will be a test of how, you know, civilized you all are. Who did they vote for? Well, you know, there's been a history here of democratic Palestinians and less democratic Palestinians. And frankly, when more democratic Palestinians were in control in Gaza in the early 1990s and late 1980s after the first Intifada, what did the international community do to prop them up, to help them, to support them, to invest in that place when the Oslo Accords were in effect? Nothing. What did we do to make sure that those pro-democracy Palestinians could have their voices raised, the women, the secularists, the humanists, the Democrats, have their voices raised, make their promises to their people come true by investing in infrastructure, in schools, in healthcare? Nothing. We as a global community that claim we cared about solving the conflict in the Middle East and the heart of it, the bleeding heart of it is Israel-Palestine, we did nothing to support those people. And what is the result? The only people who were getting health supplies and maintaining schools and protecting local Palestinians from attacks from Israelis and others were Hamas. I mean, it's the strongmen. It was the same story we see in Afghanistan. It's the same story we see in Iran. It's the same story we see in Iraq. If we studied Israel-Palestine more closely, we might not be in this mess. So who do you expect them to elect? Like, who did you expect them to elect in Somalia? Like, who do you expect them to embrace in Afghanistan after this chaos? Like, why do you think they put up with Saddam Hussein? Because, well, people that pose as strongmen, as George W. Bush knows, and who claim to the world, to their people, that the world is out to get them, and if their people are really suffering and miserable, they get support from their people. And now those same people are being punished. It really is a crime against humanity, what's happening there. And it's shameful that the story in the U.S. today, the three stories are Bush's lies about the New York Times, the Senate's hot air about the flag, and yet more blah, blah, blah about Rush Limbaugh.
Can I say real quickly?
Yeah.
Proud to say that Russ Feingold is one of my senators, and the fact that he's been calling for a timeline to end the U.S. occupation of Iraq, I'm completely behind him. I would like to see senators and congresspeople stand up and say the occupation of Palestine by Israel has to end, and we have been propping up the government of Israel.
We proudly do it. We proudly do it. And if you remember when Howard Dean said we want to be even-handed, that was it for Howard Dean. I mean, we've got a commitment. It's a publicly stated commitment to support Israel, first and foremost. And we need to have a debate about that. But unfortunately, we're not allowed to have a debate, and I'll probably be punished for having this debate, not by anybody in power, just by all of the hate mail that you get. All right, James, thanks for the call. Let me bring another one on quickly. Let's hear from George in Georgia. How appropriate. Hey, George, welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm fired up now.
Well, I called you for another reason, but very quickly, I would probably have a disagreement on the Israeli-Gaza situation.
Well, that's fine. Disagreement is good. I just believe we should talk about it, and this is the one subject no one's allowed to talk about.
Well, I'll get back to the reason why I called is they are screaming about the New York Times leaking that piece about
right.
monitoring our bank.
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't they screaming about Valerie Plame?
Yeah, right. If you want to worry about, you know, national security threatening leaks, how about the leak of the name of the CIA agent most wrapped up in controlling nuclear proliferation and monitoring nuclear proliferation around the world through terror networks? That was more of a direct threat to our national security than people around the world knowing about how we're scrutinizing banking records.
But not only her name, but the name of her company.
That's right.
And probably one thing.
Lowering the cover
about,
on her contacts.
The repercussions of all that.
Right.
Around the world.
Right. Well, we certainly lost a whole lot of intelligence there. George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to be joined by Fred Clarkson, who is probably one of the country's premier experts on the religious right. You know, we joke about the GOP on the Hill throwing red meat to the religious right as if it was just sort of a silly exercise. Fred's got some... He's got the scoop on why we on the sort of left liberal end of the spectrum shouldn't be so cavalier about feeding the right. Fed and watered, they're a dangerous bunch. We're talking the religious right. They have a vision of a Christian nation that isn't the benign place that I think Jesus would recognize. All right, I'm Laura Flanders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has GEICO and ask some questions. Can GEICO really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021. Or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
All right, we're back. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy after my little Middle East outburst. I'm happy to talk about that more, but we're taking a little break from that subject. Fred Clarkson is with us. He's an independent journalist, author, lecturer, the author of the book Eternal Hostility, The Struggle Between Theocracy and Democracy. He's also the co-founder of an interesting blog site, not so different from Daily Kos, Talk to Action, with the numeral 2 in the name, talktoaction.org, that's become a kind of platform for reporting on and learning about and analyzing and discussing the religious right. Now, on that website recently, I read about the gathering of the delegates of the Texas Republican Party, where earlier this month, the party that gave
This country, George W. Bush, adopted a platform that declared, quote, America is a Christian nation, and affirmed that, quote, God is undeniable in our history and vital to our freedom. It went on further and stated, we pledge to exert our influence to dispel the myth of the separation of church and state. This is the president's home state party. And it may sound silly or scary to some people, but Fred Clarkson says we've got to get very serious and very clever about understanding the religious right. He says it's one of the United States' most effective political movements, and we shouldn't be cavalier. Fred, thanks for joining us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Laura.
You know, we talk a lot about, what a joke, they're throwing red meat to the right, they're throwing tokens to the religious right with the marriage inequality amendment or this and that, that the Senate, you know, and the Capitol GOP do this kind of thing, and we don't tend to take the conversation much further than that. I want to ask you, you know, how is the Christian right these days being fed, and how are they thriving, and what are we up against?
Well, this is one of the largest and most effective political social movements in a century. You know, when you think of something like the labor movement, you think, wow, that was big. Mm-hmm. You know, this is bigger. In my lifetime, you know, the past couple of decades, we've seen huge foundations, you know, with assets of, you know, $500 million, you know, and there are several of them. We've seen law schools formed, you know, and whole universities. Pat Robertson's Regent University with 3,000 graduate students didn't exist, you know, 20 years ago. Now they're graduating law students, you know, 100 of them a year. You know, there's infrastructure and assets of capable, competent people who are going to be defining the rest of our political lives. Everybody listening, the religious right is with us for the rest of our political lives.
Ouch.
We're in it for the long haul.
All right, so what does that mean? I mean, what is the plan on their part? And, start there, and we'll pick up after the break.
Sure. There's a lot of different pieces to it, but, you know, our idea of a civil democracy in which there's religious freedom and religious equality and everybody has equal standing in the eyes of the law, not in their idea. They want to have a Christian nation, and Christians are going to be on top, and the idea of a conservative Christian evangelical government in which they have the right ideas and are going to impose the laws, that's the kind of stuff we're going to be seeing.
Well, and where do we see evidence of progress being made? I mean, we're often in the situation where we're saying this is what they want in the future, there's not much information really about how our communities are changing. The books in the library, the practices in the schools, the behavior, if you will, in the streets. Let's talk about that when we come back. How are our communities already changing? Because sometimes we talk about all of this as one big threat that might happen down the road. What I hear is a lot of it's already underway.
Sure.
Does the flag burning amendment have anything to do with it? Does the marriage inequality proposal have anything to do with any of this? We'll talk about it. And when we say, oh, they're throwing meat to the right for November, how effective is that meat? I'm Laura Flanders. Our guest is Frederick Clarkson, and we will continue this conversation when we come back after the bottom of the hour break. I'm Laura Flanders, as I said, sitting in, I should have said, for Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Randy Rhodes, and I think it's time we got serious about peace. Thousands of Iraqis and U.S. soldiers are suffering every day in a senseless war in Iraq. So Independence Day, hundreds of moms are going to put their own bodies on the line in a historic hunger strike against the war, organized by Code Pink. They're going to Washington, D.C. to eat their last meal on July 3rd at 5 o'clock in front of the White House. But you can fast wherever you are in your own community. All the info is at troopshomefast.org. troopshomefast.org.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-525-6029 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-525-6029. That's 1-800-525-6029.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Yeah, that's Sadie Sullivan at the board. You enjoy the music? You'd love Radio Nation, our show every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We're using the Radio Nation website for tonight's blog. And by all accounts, some of you Mike Malloy listeners are enjoying blogging along with the Radio Nation crew. You can find the blog through the links at radionation.org. That's www.radionation, all one word, .org. Top right-hand side, follow the links for the blog, and you can join the fun. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0. And yes, I'll get back to Israel-Palestine. I'll get back to flag burning. And yeah, we'll get back to all of that. But we're just taking a moment to talk about what our guest says is the most dangerous and perhaps one of the most decisive political movements in our lifetimes. And that is the religious right, specifically Christian nationalism and dominionism. You want to know what dominionism is? Well, among other things, dominionists believe the federal government should recede into the background while the church, a very particular church, assumes responsibility for welfare and education. It would all be achieved through massive tax cuts, faith-based initiatives, school vouchers. Just earlier this month, 4,500 delegates participating in the biennial gathering of the Texas GOP convention committed their party platform to this kind of belief, to realizing this goal right here. Now, you may think it's just the product of extremist ideas or a joke, but this is where Bush, our president, came from. The platform spells out a dominionist agenda, and Fred's right, it deserves some attention, so that's why we've brought him on the air. What is the relationship between the state GOP in Texas and George W. Bush, Fred?
Well, it's a little iffy. George Bush is a chameleon, you know? The religious right in Texas used to hate him, didn't trust him. I covered the Texas school board for a while, and George Bush was putting in moderate Republicans, and the religious right was running against him in the primaries. But nevertheless, they had to come to a certain kind of reconciliation and make their peace and cut their deals in order to be in relation to one another. And there's no question. I mean, when George Bush rose to the presidency, he made his arrangements and his accommodations with the Christian right, and they certainly got their payola. One of the first things they got was a cabinet officer in John Ashcroft, and they certainly got the faith-based initiative, which is, you know, probably one of the biggest, you know, spoil system.
I was going to say, payola, I mean, that was what that was. That's what that is. No other way around it. How much, any idea how much, to what extent it is helping to fuel the coffers of some of these dominionist organizations you follow?
It's a little hard to tell. I mean, we do know, for example, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, the FEMA gave huge amounts of money, millions of dollars, to Pat Robertson's charitable arm, Operation Blessing, which has a pretty serious history of being a front for partisan political operations.
That's right. I remember the list. You could see the list in the papers. It was like Red Cross, you know, Oxfam, and Operation Blessing.
Yeah. And they've always had a pretty bad reputation with the Better Business Bureau, too.
Well, we can chuckle and we can laugh, but what you said before the break, I haven't forgotten. You said this is a movement that has the power to change our society,
yeah,
maybe not unrecognized, in unrecognizable ways,
But as major as, well, changing, as you said, labor law or votes for women, I mean, we're looking at an overhaul, right?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, there are people who really seriously believe that society needs to be fundamentally changed. For example, a significant, wing of conservative Christianity doesn't believe in the equality of women. We saw in change in the Southern Baptist Convention their idea that women should be in submission to men, that women could no longer be pastors and take leadership roles in the church. It was an exclusively male domain. We're seeing significant backpedaling on the status of women, and as this movement goes forward, we will see, I would prefer to predict, changes in how people will want to approach public policy.
Mm. Now, I heard a chilling thing the other day about Focus on the Family, which isn't a Dominionist organization, or is it?
I would say it's definitely a Dominionist organization.
Okay.
not necessarily an overtly theocratic one, but in its general tendency, no question in my mind.
Mm. Well, I was talking about organizing and our organizing compared to their organizing, and mm-hmm. one of the people I was talking to has done a lot of investigation and sort of undercover, if you like, work with Focus on the Family, and she mm-hmm. said, one of the things you can do if you're a Focus on the Family is you can take your kid into your local Focus on the Family church, and they will literally put on a party, a birthday party for that kid. So you've got harried families, harried parents. They can take their kid in to their local Focus on the Family institution. It will bake a cake for the kid. It will take you to a room which is already laid out with bunting and balloons and all the rest so that you can, courtesy of this facility, give the party for your kid that you would like to give if you had the money and the resources and the time. Now, that is really serving your members.
Absolutely.
We don't do anything like that, do we?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. No, that's pretty full service. And one of the things that people don't know about Focus on the Family is that they have a national network of state-level think tanks and political advocacy groups. And usually when, for example, there's an anti-gay ballot initiative on the ballot, mm-hmm. they're the lead organization. In Massachusetts, we have the Massachusetts Family Institute. Now, legally, they're separately incorporated from Focus on the Family, but Focus on the Family, vets the board of directors and, has link to them through their website and have an arm's length relationship, but really they're the covert hand that runs the operation.
Mm, and it was the same in Oregon. So step back for the moment, for the time we've got left, Fred. One of the powerful things about what you're doing on your website, which is talktoaction.org, and that's with the numeral two, talktoaction.org, is encouraging, covering the story at all, which barely gets covered any place in the rest of our media.
Right.
Two, encouraging quite sophisticated, and if you don't mind me saying so, kind of compassionate coverage. Maybe not, no qualms about where you stand, but you're saying we need to look at this seriously. They're doing organizing that is meeting people's needs, is taking people from A to B in their politics, and kind of outflanking us on a lot of levels.
Sure. An awful lot of what passes for opposition religious right is just kind of, schoolyard name-calling.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get over that really fast. We need to have fair and accurate terms. We need to know something about the subject. Read a couple of books, so we can actually have coherent, strategic conversations with one another.
Mm.
This affects us at all levels in our communities, in our school boards to the White House. To really know who the opposition is and to describe them well. I mean, hey, we can talk about our favorite baseball team better than we can our most serious political opponents in American political life.
Mm. How is their work changing our communities already?
Oh, well, we see it, as we discussed earlier, from this, for example, the anti-gay ballot initiatives. We're going to see this kind of stuff all the time. It's not just homosexuality. It's not just gay marriage. We're going to see initiative after initiative after initiative for the rest of our lives. We see it in local school textbook battles. There's a big one going on in North Carolina right now where there's an effort by a new Christian right group, Up and Coming Leader, where they're getting Maya Angelou and Toni Morrison's books out of the school libraries.
Mm.
Never mind being taught in the schools, but being taken out of the school library.
You can't have a book called Beloved there on the shelves of the school, or Passion, for heaven's sake.
Right, and, you know, we're talking about somebody who won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
They really do want to take American kids back into the Middle Ages. Now, I've often, we talked right before you came on the air about the Israeli assault on Gaza, and I was talking about Hamas. You know, I wish Hamas didn't exist, and I rue the day that they became as popular as they did among some Palestinians, but I believe we have a responsibility for that, in that desperate people seek out those who promise to relieve, and in some cases do relieve their desperation, and stand up for them and play as the strong guy. Heck, we have a strong guy in the White House who pushes all these same buttons.
Sure.
It's often seemed to me that in this country we're going down a very similar road. If we do away with public schools and public hospitals and public social services, the churches, like the rich, and the richest churches, like Focus on the Family and the others, are going to be the only places you can go for an education for your kids, not to mention a birthday party.
Well, that's right, and we see active efforts not just to provide an alternative, but as they do that, where they have homeschooling networks and Christian schools and, you know, full-service churches, you know, with birthday parties, we also see, as people take their children out of the public schools, people also running for the school board in order to make the school systems dysfunctional to the point where the systems are discredited. And that's been a long-term strategy of the Christian Reconstructionists. Their idea is not to take over the ship, but to make the ship, but to sink the ship.
And then they have their own convenient railroad that happens to pass by, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. it's ruthless stuff. It really is.
Fred, one thing I wanted to just give people the information about how to get to your website, talktoaction.org. Yes, Sadie, we do have to take a break, but just let Fred tell us a little bit more about Talk to Action and what we'll find there.
Sure. What you'll find there is fresh material every day from some of the best writers and thinkers in America about the religious right and what to do about it. There are Christians and non-Christians, religious and non-religious, and people who are really on the front lines of scholarship, journalism, and, you know, front-line activism around the country. And there's never been anything like it before, where you can come 24/7 to learn about the religious right, what to do about it, talk with experts.
24/7 on the religious right.
24/7.
You have jokes? No jokes?
The religious rights go in 24/7, so are we.
All right, Fred. Thank you so much. Stay in touch with us. You can find Fred's work. Well, it was gathered in a book a few years back, Eternal Hostility, The Struggle Between Theocracy and Democracy. It also appears pretty regularly in Salon.com, Mother Jones, the Christian Science Monitor in its day, and talktoaction.org is the place to go for daily reports, the kind of stuff we should be seeing in the rest of our media. Talktoaction.org. Don't just laugh at people as kooks and crazies. There are some of those out there, but far more are folks we need to take pretty darn seriously. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in our next hour. Wild woman, activist, comedian, sort of the wrong word. I don't like that word comedian to cover Reno, but Reno's going to be with us here live in studio, and we'll continue to take your calls. And, consider what is actually serious about what's happening in our world today versus what they want to talk about on Capitol Hill. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
All right, we're back. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. You can join the blog at radionation.org. That's the name of the show I do weekends, and it's the only website we have control over. That's radionation.org. Follow the links for the blog. You can write to me. That's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at airamericaradio.com. And you can join our conversation at 866-303-2270. We're doing a little compare and contrast. What's actually important that's happening in our world tonight versus what our president, vice president, and most of the Senate GOPs have been talking about. You've got a president and vice president who want to reserve all of their ire suddenly for the New York Times. They loved the New York Times when they were leaking propaganda to Judith Miller, but now, oh, the Times with its leaks is threatening our whole national security. Well, they're threatening our whole national campaign against terrorism. And, of course, the Senate GOP is all riled into a lather about flag desecration. So you tell me, what are the important stories versus the not-so-important stories? Quick, Bob in Portland, welcome to the program. Thanks for hanging on there.
Hey, Bob, you still there?
Bob?
Hey, Bob. Yeah. Bob, that's you.
Yeah, Bob from Portland.
That's you.
Hey, I got a letter today from the Homeland Security Office of our capital in Salem.
Yeah.
And they are calling me a violator of pumping my own gas. Homeland Security is watching the gas pumps. Are they looking for terrorists?
No, wait a minute. No, it is true. I was in Oregon recently, and you're not allowed to pump your own gas. I thought it was kind of a good job creation scheme for all those gas attendants. But Homeland Security is policing the gas forecourts?
That is the header on the letter that we got was from the Homeland Security.
Well, no wonder they have been, you know, having a hard time actually catching any terrorists.
No kidding. They said they had no information on my vehicle, the description. All they had was somebody said I did it.
Well, you can...
And this was at a gas station that is 30 miles away from where we even get close to.
Well, I would watch out, Bob. If anybody comes up and wants to sell you boots and have you talk about bringing down the Sears Tower, don't communicate.
No way.
All right, thanks for the call.
Freaking me out.
Well, don't freak out.
Gas?
Why don't you?
We didn't even do it. So they're in error.
I think you should call.
Everything is going to be on their side, and we're guilty until we can prove ourselves innocent.
Well, it sounds like you need a good lawyer, good constitutional civil liberties lawyer right there. But this is pretty, I mean, that's quite a story. Homeland Security is policing the gas stations in Portland? I guess they don't have enough, they don't have enough other things to do. Monica's on the line in Miami. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm riled up.
Laura, I wanted to commend you for bringing the topic of Israel and Palestine on the air.
I was worried. It says Israel, Palestine. I was sure you're going to be attacking me.
No, absolutely not. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about. And I just wanted to say a couple of things. Regarding Palestine, I think that the American general public has a duty or an obligation to become informed. And unfortunately, that information is not going to be gotten by the media or by newspapers like the Times or the Washington Post, because unfortunately, in this country, we have a very powerful Zionist lobby. And, things like, for example, the United States has alliances with many countries, economic alliances, military alliances. The United States gives $4 million in aid to Israel each year, and in return for what?
Right, and they don't even have to be honest about whether they have a nuclear device. Thanks for the call, Monica. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're out there feeling passionately about this. You know, we all want peace, and we want peace for everybody. And there's a huge conversation that takes place inside Israel itself about whether the policies of that state and that government are building towards peace in the Middle East. In this country, we barely dare have a conversation, to even talk about it. And now we've got, as far as I'm concerned, utter disaster in the Middle East on all sides. We've got Hamas, disaster, and now we've got U.S. invasion of Gaza that, if anything, will simply, by imposing collective punishment on the people of Gaza, bind them that more closely to their government, which I think had been doing a pretty excellent job of alienating itself from the very people who elected it. This is a mess, people, and a lot of civilians who don't deserve it are going to lose their lives, and a lot of drafted young members of the Israeli military are going to lose their lives, and we have a role in this. Monica's right. We have a role in this by virtue of the fact that we've been financially and militarily bankrolling one side. I'll be back with more and with Reno after this. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts.
It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for the forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. The Senate today rejected an amendment that would have protected the American flag from desecration. Republican Jim Bunning of Kentucky had spoken in favor of it, saying flag burning is a slap at veterans.
I believe it is an insult to those sacrifices to stand idly by while the flag is desecrated.
Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts was against it.
This isn't a test of who loves the flag. This is a test of who has the courage to protect the Constitution.
The measure failed by a vote of 66 to 34, and that was just one vote short of the two-thirds needed for passage. 3 years into the war in Iraq, and Iraqi security forces are still unable to operate independently of U.S.-led coalition forces. That assessment today from the U.S. general in charge of training them, Lieutenant General Martin Dempsey, said the building of Iraqi police and army forces is moving apace and performance of the forces has been quite remarkable given conditions in the country, but he declined to say when they might be able to operate independently. It won't happen again, says Veterans Secretary Jim Nicholson, called on the carpet in Congress today to address how the personal information of millions of military personnel and veterans was stolen from a VA laptop that an employee had taken home. Nicholson said as a result of the gaffe, the Bush administration was asking for at least $160.5 million in emergency funds for credit monitoring and other measures. And the head of the VA promised Congress that he could turn his agency into a model for information security, but he said they'd have to be patient. It will take some belt tightening, he said, but he said it will not come out of veterans' benefits. You know, it's hard out there for a pimp without an accountant, and it could get harder. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says he'd like the IRS to go after pimps and all sex traffickers with the same zeal they use on drug traffickers. The Iowa Republican thinks the IRS can target pimps for not filing employment forms and not withholding taxes from the prostitutes they control. He'd also like to change the rules so those women can become whistleblowers. Under Grassley's plan, what now carries a year in jail and a $25,000 fine would become 10 years and 50 grand. I'm Mark Shearer, and you're listening to Air America Radio News on the Air America Radio Network. We'll be right back.
back. I don't know, that sort of sounds like, I don't know, it's sort of in a weird funk, in a weird kind of zombie zone music. Is that what it is? No, it's not. I know it's not. It's the fantastic intro music for Mike Malloy, except Mike's not here. He's on vacation. The man deserves a vacation, don't you think? So you're stuck with me. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in for Mike Malloy this week. I'll be here all week, so just get used to it. I'm going to be here, and I'm joined by a friend, a colleague, a very opinionated, very wild, very wonderful woman who you're probably familiar with. Her name is Reno. She's a performer, an artist, comedian, activist. That word comedian, Reno, I know you get up there and you make people laugh, but it just doesn't quite
work. No, I know, but it's better than comic, for example.
Is it? You prefer comedian to comic?
Oh, Christ, yeah, comic, yeah, because it sounds so disrespectful. There's a little snob in me. But, you know, Susan Sontag, not to drop a name, but she's no longer with us in
Good
any
dunk.
Case.
You just did.
Yeah. Well, but she told me, I was doing a Gap ad, all right, yeah, true, and...
Wait a minute, okay, we've got so much to talk about already, go ahead.
At any rate, this is way, this is 1992 or 3, and it's true, I was not aware of the
Sweatshops.
Global... Yes, not at all, no. In any case, at the end of the photograph session, you know, they said, well, what do we put on the ad, what you are,
right.
And Sontag was on the phone, and she said, I should call myself a monologist. I said, but Susan, isn't that monologist?
Oh,
you know, one does not question her pronunciation.
No, I don't think one did,
yeah.
No.
No, it was okay, because she, for some reason, liked me.
Yeah, well, you probably made her laugh.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That doesn't, you know. You make a lot of people laugh. Now, folks, the number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0. We've been talking all evening about the real news and the phony news, the news that the folks in D.C. would like us to get all excited about, like, well, how bad the New York Times was to reveal information about the CIA scrutinizing bank records, not the Wall Street Journal, they weren't bad, not the Washington Post, no, they weren't bad. They all did the same thing, but the only paper the president and the vice president have been weeping and wailing about and hollering about for the last 24 hours, talking about how disgusting, interesting word, disgusting it was what they did, was the New York Times, which is ironic given this administration wouldn't be where they are today, and heaven help us, we might not be in a war in Iraq if it hadn't been for the New York Times.
Well, or let's say if it hadn't been for Mr. Gore somehow losing that election, not being installed.
The Supremes.
Don't you think? I mean, this is something that really is interesting me recently. You know, I don't think of electoral politics as doing a tremendous amount for us. I mean, you know, vis-a-vis, oh, let's say the Federal Reserve Board, you know, does things way without our oversight. However, when you get down to this one little crucial question, such as would we have invaded Iraq if Al Gore was installed in the presidency as he should have been, what do you think, Laura?
I don't think we would have.
Definitely, absolutely, unequivocally,
no,
we definitely would
not. I mean,
I think we would have gone into Afghanistan. Of course, a lot of people will say, when, you know, because I go around the country and I'm starting to talk about this, and they say, well, we wouldn't have even had September 11th. Now, that I really do not understand what they mean by that.
Well, it might have been that Gore wouldn't have been so adamantly opposed to listening to anything that anybody left from the Clinton administration had to say. He might not have been so adamantly opposed to listening to what, for example, Richard Clark, the anti-terror expert of the Clinton administration, have to say.
Oh, you mean in other words, so
he might actually have heard the alert
first.
I suspect that if he had been handed a CIA presidential daily briefing saying Osama plans attack inside the United States, he might not have said, "Ho hum, what's for dinner?"
That's one way of looking at it. Yeah, I thought they meant it in a deeper way.
Well, they might. The people that you're talking to might have meant, you know, they wouldn't have been pushing the button to detonate the towers. But
exactly.
We don't know the facts, really, of what happened. We do know that this administration came in hating everything about the Democrats, hating everything about the Clinton administration.
Well, I would say they didn't making it up first, because, I mean, it really isn't anything that, I mean, when people would say to me, well, the Clintons, they did so much, I would always ask, and still do, what was that they did? I mean, because some of the things that I was interested in, such as not to the North American Free Trade Agreement, you know, I'm not a I'm not about that. And he really didn't explain it to us very well. All he did was say, you know, it has to happen. I don't know. I and this whole thing with Hillary, I just really do not get
well,
that.
Well, when I saw you most recently was Gay Pride New York. There you were marching down Fifth Avenue with the Jonathan Tessini. That was about a dozen. And Jonathan Tessini was running against Hillary Clinton in the Senate race. To people about why he was running and what he was doing.
And he's serious about running against her for Senate. I was thinking he's more like Kucinich in that she's going to have to answer some of his questions, which are our questions, about things like Iraq. Because the only people I ever have heard who offer up Hillary, I mean, certainly the most voluminous, you know, lots of people, are the right wing. They're the ones who are telling us that Hillary Clinton is the heir apparent, that she's going to get the nomination. And you know why? Because they know that she's going to lose. That's exactly right. I mean, even our people, Laura, do not like Hillary Clinton. And there's many reasons for it, not the least of which is that I remember quizzing her staff in October 2002, and 90% of the people who were getting in touch with Hillary were saying, do not vote yes to unleash the force of that freak in Washington in Iraq. And she did, and she came
there
up with this, like,
there were people sitting in on her office. I remember there were women that came and sat in at her office.
No, but these were actually not even activist types. These were just sort of like American homemakers, I mean, in New York State. In any case, I'm considering we need to sort of get behind somebody other than Hillary and quick for presidential. Forget the Senate.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, I kind of resent that, you know, barely is the ink dry on our, you know, misery notes for the election of George Bush, re-election, then we're talking about 08. But we never allow the process to actually take place. We never allow a candidate to emerge.
To emerge,
it's 2 years ahead of time, 3-4 years sometimes, and they're already, and you're right, it's usually somebody else telling us, usually an opponent's side, telling us who were the viable candidates.
Well,
we don't know who's viable at this point.
Agree.
Russ Feingold,
yeah,
I have to say, has been sounding excellent on the war,
I agree with all
flag
of that.
Burning.
But we always take the high road. You know? That is what we do.
I thought it was Rush Limbaugh took the high road. No, just
kidding. Oh, funny.
Sorry, you're the comedian.
No, I mean, I don't mind the man gets high. If he wants to get high, it's not my business. What he doesn't have a right to do is get high and then put everybody else down for getting high. I have a problem with hypocrites. I don't know. What's the matter with me? If I was a Buddhist, I wouldn't. Because, you know, there's the phlegm and the flow and the blim and the blah. Whereas in this kind of a situation, because I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not even a turn-your-cheek person. But anyway, back to what it is that we were talking
Hillary.
About. Hillary. Well, or just the idea of having to focus on 2008. Yeah, I think we really need to jump on it. Because first of all, we need such a margin for our candidate of votes that they can't possibly steal another state to add up to what it is that they've done in the past.
But it basically means to hell with the primary process. We've got
now. No, but our primary look, you're right. The clean election situation, you know, and state by state, it's starting to take over in the United States.
They just established a primary would be early in Nevada. I mean, it could make a difference.
Well, but you have to take away the election rules of each party, not just the general rules of
what
the population.
What about that story yesterday? The Supreme Court, who in every other circumstance say they support states' rights and local control.
Yeah.
The poor little Vermonters, and I only say that because it's a small state, 600,000 people. They're not shorter than anyone else or lighter than anyone else. They're just fewer in number.
Well, but they're overrepresented, you know, because they have less than 6 1/4, which is the general population in the state.
Still get
they have
senators.
A representative.
But
no, a representative.
Oh, well, you're right. You're right. So it's them in Wyoming or something. But in any case, here they are. The Vermonters work their fingers to the bone to pass not just campaign finance, but spending limits. They're not saying how much you can contribute. They're saying how much can you spend, which I think is the way we have to go. I'm in favor of public financing. But at the very least, let's how much money can go into these races. And then, you know, no matter how much you want to have influence, you can only have influence up to a certain point. So they make this decision in their state, goes through their process,
and
which
they didn't
is very
have
local.
Clean election.
It's a different thing. I mean, this
they didn't have clean money.
And this is a different approach.
Yes.
I mean, they've got both, I think, going in terms of movement and change. But they'd actually got this one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court says you set the limits too low. You don't have the right to set the limits.
Well, what were the
low?
Limits? Because what I just read from the Supreme Court website were something like $400. Like, how could anybody run for $400? You can't even pay for gas to get around the state, no matter how small it is.
Well, but they had, I think it was, I might be completely wrong on this now, and maybe Steve can correct me, but I think it was something like $300,000 to run for governor.
Oh, okay.
And like $100,000 or something for other offices.
Okay.
And what you're talking about, I think, was a campaign cap, contribution cap.
Oh, yeah, per person?
Different end of the equation.
Okay.
It just, like, wait a minute. A week ago, you had those Georgia Republicans saying, we don't want to have the federal government messing with our right to segregate and discriminate at the polls, right? We don't want the Voting Rights Act allowing the federal government to come in and stand up for equality and an enforcement of the
14th
Amendment.
Are you kidding me? They're trying to roll that back, huh?
They like local control.
That's
there.
Unbelievable.
But when it's Vermont wanting local control,
right,
over its own elections... All right, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to let you speak more next time.
All right,
and we'll take some calls. Somebody is suggesting make the flag out of a flame-retardant material. Well, that would make life way too simple, wouldn't it? All right, I'm Laura Flanders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Summer's here, and that means lots of disgusting little ants marching through your yard and into your home. Used to be almost impossible to get rid of them, but not anymore. Now there's Grant's Ant Stakes, and they're guaranteed to work. Grant's Ant Stakes are different. They contain a unique baiting system that ants simply can't resist. They eat the bait, they share it with the rest of the colony, and they all die. Total colony elimination. Grant's kills ants. Guaranteed. Look for Grant's at your favorite stores and take control.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, that's the wonderful music mix selected by our very own Sadie Sullivan. We should just play music. So fun. Anyway, I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy. The number is 866-303-2270. I'm in a punchy mood, maybe because, well, Reno is here, my friend, colleague, comedian, activist, performer, artist. She's right here. Her shows have names like Rebel Without a Pause, Reno in Rage and Rehab, Reno Finds Her Mom, The God Show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of you against Ann Coulter.
Say what?
She's on The Godless, you're The God Show.
Is that the name of her book?
Yeah,
Godless. The Godless?
Godless.
Oh, The Godless.
Godless.
Right, right. It's your English accent that got me there. Sorry, babe.
It's
ever so
me.
Cute. We know that. That's not the point.
It's so old. Flag burning, flame retardant. Let's take a call. Mike in Dallas. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Laura. I've been trying to burn a flag all day.
I told you.
The damn thing won't light. I guess it's flame retardant.
I'm telling you, the only time people remember to burn a flag is when they have this discussion in the Senate. Who's out there burning flags the rest of the time?
Talk about retardant.
You know what's crazy? The only three countries to ban it are, like, China, Iran, and maybe Cuba. Yeah, but they didn't answer the questionnaire.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. This confirms my view that George Bush would like the United States to be more like China. He would like to be able to punish journalists who report on unexpected events without getting approval from the White House first, and he'd like to ban flag burning. It's, you know, I think if he likes China so much, he should just go there.
Well, you know, that's something that they used to say to us.
Well, that's why I'm saying it to him.
Okay. You can go ahead and say that. But I never think of it as him anyway.
What do you think? You think it's Dick?
Well, I think it's a whole consortium of folks. Yeah, absolutely.
Get rid of Bush and we've still got all the nasty...
Absolutely. No, those guys, those are the bad guys. Yeah, sure. Grover Norquist or Nova Grorquist, if you like. Yeah.
What do you talk
Frank
about?
Luntz.
What do you talk about in The God Show?
Oh, I talk about... I talk about something that a lot of people don't know, but a bunch of things about, you know, the separation of church and state. But one thing that I think is pretty interesting is that, you know, the Christians feel persecuted in the United States. I mean, highly persecuted. The 78% of the population is Christian. Not only that, Laura, but in some polls, 30% of Jewish people polled believe that Christ resurrected from the DEAD, babe. Okay? Now, obviously, they're thinking, you know, they're holding their fingers behind their back, just like Bush would do every time he signed one of those bills, and, you know, he's signing a signing statement at the same time. Yeah, I'm signing this bill, but I got my fingers crossed behind my back. Jewish people who say that Christ came back, I'm sure they're crossing their fingers behind their back. Nevertheless, persecuted. How could Jewish people, Christians feel persecuted? Why? Well, because the prayer is no longer in the schools. That's what they think. And they say, if we get the prayer back, it's only going to be the Lord's Prayer. And that's an innocuous sort of a, you know, entry-level prayer, okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, the Lord's Prayer, the one that starts, now I lay me down, no. The one that starts, Our Father who art in heaven, that whole deal. Okay. You know what? It's an eschatological prayer. And those of us who don't know what eschatological means, no.
Sounds like rude. Isn't that rude?
No.
Okay.
No, that's scatological.
Scatological. Okay.
But it's illogical. That's the whole thing is illogical. No, eschatological is of or about dying or the end of the earth, if you like, you know. So the study of eschatology is, you know, how are we going to die? In any case, the Christians are all, you know, the heavy-duty fundies, fundamentals are
They're
all
not so keen
that.
On life. They're pretty keen on death.
Yeah, they really
and
are.
Pre-life.
Yeah, yeah.
Ends.
Well, right, but not in the middle, right. In any case... Eschatological prayer, it means that part of that prayer is about inviting God, invoking God to come back and, you know, ruin the earth, have it the end days. They want to get up to heaven and they want to blow up the earth and they want us to pray for them. And it's this code amongst all these fundamentalists, and we never knew anything about it.
No, I was with you.
Truth.
I thought it was the kind of do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Now, nobody in this administration seems to believe in actually doing any of that, but I certainly thought it was the more benign one of the messages. But
yeah, No.
Don't think that way.
Yeah, no, I know, because when you read it, as it was in heaven, that whole phrase there, what really it's, deliver us from evil, believe it or not, that's the phrase that means, you know, come on down here, we're ready
get us out of here.
To break up the earth and get to heaven. And they want us to have this harmonic convergence in public places and the public schools so that they can get it.
And they think that they're persecuted. It's like the Republicans still manage to think they're persecuted. They run the Senate, they run the Congress, they run the courts, they run every darn thing, and they're somehow the persecuted minority. What would they run on if it wasn't how evil we are? We're going to come back. You're listening to Radio Nation. No, you're not. You're listening to Air America Radio. I'm Laura Flanders. This is the Mike Malloy Show.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Flanders. This Independence Day, hundreds of people from across the United States will be trying to draw attention to the suffering of Iraqi citizens and U.S. soldiers by beginning a historic hunger strike against the occupation in Iraq. Dick Gregory's doing it. Cindy Sheehan's doing it. They're going to be eating their final meal in front of the White House on July 3rd. I'm supporting them. You can too. Find out more on www.troopshomefast.org. That's troopshomefast.org. For Code Pink, I'm Laura Flanders.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021, that's 1-800-335-4021, or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
All right. It is that hour, and it is this time, and this is the Mike Malloy Show, and I'm sitting in for Mike. I'm Laura Flanders, and you can join our blog tonight, tomorrow, the next night, and Friday at RadioNation.org. You can call me, 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0, and you can write to me, Laura@AirAmericaRadio.com. And if you're really quick, you can probably see the replay. This is in response to a few emails. You can see the rebroadcast of the Lou Dobbs Tonight Show that I was on earlier tonight, I think.
What time
probably
is it on?
In some part of the country you can still see it.
Yeah, no, definitely. They repeat Lou Dobbs at around 4 a.m., I think, Eastern.
So there you have it. If you're up at 4 a.m. Eastern, you can see me jousting with Dobbs and the poor guy nearly choking to death because I cracked a joke about Limbaugh during the commercials. But you don't get to see what happened during the commercials. You just see poor Lou. He's my friend Lou now. Until we start talking about immigration. Choking with tears running down his eyes.
Oh, I love
it. It was
Lou.
All because of Rush Limbaugh. This is the voice of Reno. She's with me in the studio. If you haven't seen a show by Reno in your community, well, you have barely lived. There is absolutely method in her madness. Madness in her method. Method is her madness. And her website is citizenreno.com. Citizenreno.com. So, Reno, you love Lou Dobbs?
Well, I mean, I don't when it comes to immigration. He freaks me out a bit, immigration. I mean, when he says 600,000 people have entered through Arizona over the last year, the year of 2005, if that's true, I can see why people would be a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? However, all the rest of what he says is beyond me, it is racist. It feels racist to me. I don't know. Anyway, but when he has said things like, we cannot be an honest broker between the Israelis and the Palestinians, I think, whoa, that is a rad thing to say, because it's true. But, you know, you're painted as an anti-Semite if you say anything like that.
Right.
And he's not afraid of doing that. I mean, he's a very honest guy. It's just that he's got this block in his head about immigration, and he hasn't put it together with other things that he believes, such as the free trade stuff.
Yes, I mean, it is amazing. Yeah. I mean, he's been one of the key people calling corporate America to account, and all
right.
of those government cronies, of course, America, as they pay for, to account for a trade policy that basically allows U.S. corporations to export jobs and export products, destroy the economies of other countries,
right.
Import labor that undercuts U.S. citizens' labor. So that then when he doesn't see the connect between that and the immigration situation,
well, maybe that's why
me.
You're becoming friends with him, so that you can
well,
put together.
I wouldn't
together
go that far.
Whatever. I mean,
he
might listen to you.
Oh,
maybe
I
you should write
so.
Him a little note and say,
he'd
look
probably
at
never
how
have me back now. I made him choke live on air.
Don't be absurd, Laura. He loves to laugh. He's a New Jerseyite.
Well,
gosh
did.
Darn it.
He did laugh. Now, there's somebody disagreeing with your interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. You want to go there?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's hear from Eddie in Dallas. Hi, Eddie.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right.
It's not
oh, well, just listen to the radio. This is the first time I've ever heard Reno.
Hi, how you doing? Where are you from?
I'm in Dallas.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, please, please, I'm begging. Don't ever confuse me with a conservative. I know that I sound like a woman, but I'm actually a short gay male.
Oh, good.
And I believe totally in separation of church and state. I'm non-denominational, but I do believe in God, so that's just me.
Uh-huh.
And if you choose not to, hey, that's cool, whatever. But that passage doesn't